Well, I think it's very important how the media covers suicides. There's no doubt the CDC, American Association of Suicidology, many national organizations know that how the media approaches the topic of suicide can increase by contagion the risk of suicide or decrease the risk of suicide, depending on how a suicide's reported.
Is there anything that you see that comes up again and again in the way media covers suicides that just really makes you cringe?
Things that make me cringe are when the suicide is romanticized. Like, oh, here's this tragic figure that we had no warning. Whereas we do know that most people, 90% that commit suicide, have some diagnosable mental illness. Other things are romanticizing the place that it happened at, the person who completed the act of suicide. Anything that romanticizes it makes it more attractive for both young people and teens especially, but everyone in general.
Some people blame the media coverage for copycat suicides. What do you think about that?
I think there's a lot of research that shows that when care isn't taking and reporting a suicide, then there are more copycat suicides. They have studies from other countries that show that, again, when the suicide was dramatized, romanticized, the suicide rates would go up. The method that was used, that was reported in the paper, was used more commonly. Whereas when they started focusing on how you could reduce the risk of suicide, help someone who's suicidal, talk about other treatments for suicidal thoughts and feelings, then the suicide rate came down.
It seems like it's such a fine line between ignoring the problem or exploiting or sensationalizing it.
I think that it's helpful in general if the topic can be covered in the headline as so-and-so is dead at the age of 40, and then in the body of the article put that the cause was by a completed suicide rather than having suicide be in the headlines. If method can be avoided, I would like to avoid method. On the positive side, I would like to see, along with any article on a prominent suicide, other things like, if you feel suicidal, here's the number of the crisis center. You can call it day or night if you're suicidal. Here are some warning signs of suicide. Here are some treatments that we know are effective for suicide. Here are some things that you can do if you know someone that might be suicidal. And I think those things should accompany any article on suicide.
Are there any specific words or images that journalists should avoid when covering the topic of suicide?
Yeah, I think there are some things that we'd like journalists to steer away from. I think graphic pictures of grieving family members, again, romanticizes the suicide. I think when a suicide is referred to, we don't want to call it a successful or unsuccessful attempt, almost as if somebody was good at it and somebody wasn't. We'd rather talk about a completed suicide or a non-fatal attempt. I think those things are very important.